Hello there, folks, again. So, you wouldn't think it, but we recently had some local elections here in Britain. And as far as I'm aware, the Conservatives lost a lot of seats, especially some of the areas in London. I think Labour clawed back a little bit here and there, the north, the Red Wall. I think shook a little bit or something, all these terms that they use. But you wouldn't think, and to be honest, nobody really gives a shit, because everybody knows that nothing's going to change, and the apathy in the general population, it just seems to be like a new high. Like, it's as if everybody's just become completely disillusioned that the democratic process changes anything, and they'd be absolutely right about that. And it isn't just the right wing that's become completely sick and tired and bored of the circus. I saw a statistic going around that 42% or to 50% of young people under 25, they didn't even know there was elections going on. They just they and they had certainly had no intention of voting. And again, regardless of their politics, because they'd probably be more liberal and more on the left, and they don't really need to vote because it caters to everything. It brainwashes them into a certain set of values, and then they'll win. So what's the point? Well, whatever they're being taught in university or in school is going to happen anyway, regardless of how they vote. And on the right, it's kind of inversion of that, and it's like, well, no matter what whatever you want, it's just not going to happen, no matter how you vote. So everybody's like stuck in this kind of farce. And the political class in Britain has actually spent like all year, when I dip into the mainstream news from time to time, the big discussions of the year, except for like Ukraine and whatnot, internally has been this Partygate thing. It's been about which politicians broke the rules of lockdown, and they're having all kind of investigations and all kind of sort of dossiers are being compiled about which politician drove across the country or which politician went out for a pint. And again, you just think nobody cares. Well, the kind of shit libs on Twitter care because that's what they're there for. They're there. They call these stories like dead cat stories, where it's just like content being regurgitated and kind of pumped out by this system, by this narrative crafting machine of the mass media and the tech oligarchs and whatnot, where they're just going to come out and just kind of serve up a bunch of slop so that people have got the pretense. People can pretend that there's still a kind of political discourse which goes on in the country. And when you look at America, I think it's interesting because in America right now, as I'm prattling on here, you've got that abortion thing, that Roe v. Wade thing, where the abortion laws are going to be scrapped, where it'll only be allowed to happen at the state level or whatnot. But the upshot of it is that within this is going to have ramifications, and even on the kind of dissident right, there's sort of moral implications, or should we be pragmatic about this? On because when we look at the demographics and whatnot, and then you've got other people in the Christian camp saying that the abortion is wrong, and it's like whatever side on that you take, it still has implications and it still matters. Like things, something is, whatever, things will change, whatever side of that you fall on. So this is going to be something which actually, assuming that it goes ahead, of course, because here you get back into it. But in theory, it would have like a kind of an effect. It would change something. So even if it is just like a dead cat fodder story for people to kind of occupy themselves with, it still raises like moral questions. And I look at content creators, like my peers, let's say, in sort of these circles from America, and they've always got something to talk about because it's like at the heart of the Western Empire, all is not well. America's got a lot of issues going on. I mean, one half of the country seems to think the other half of the country, they want to groom children. Like, and I don't know, and as other people have said, I don't know how you bridge that divide. If 50% of the country are pro the sort of sexualization of children, and the others think that's a heinous kind of crime, I don't know how you bridge that gap. So that, there's a lot of issues like that that they have, these intractable issues in America, where it's as if America is like a machine which is about to blow a gasket. And it means that they're facing all kinds of existential questions that get kicked up. Even the nature of the control narrative itself is brought into question, and part of the main argument. Stuff around free speech and all of this. And I've tried to explain to an American friend of mine, that in Britain, like, we don't have the equivalent. Let's say, so if you're in the situation of being a sort of commentator, you write a blog, you do videos or whatever, and you're American, there's always something for you to sink your teeth into. In Britain, we don't have that because it's all just bullshit. I mean, I remember when I was a boy, you know, I would sit and watch television. The television would be on all of the time. And my dad would come in, he'd say, like, what are you watching? Like, what's this shite that you're watching? And I'd say, well, there's nothing else on. And his point was, like, well, why don't you just, like, switch it off? And it's this thing that you get into where you'll just accept what's there because there's nothing else. So you'll just sit and watch whatever garbage is on there, because the idea of just turning the television off, you know, it's like you don't even expect to be entertained. It's just that it's there. And this is actually like sort of the synthetic astroturf nature of British politics, of like where you're just given this rubbish, and the mainstream kind of the shitlib types, you know, they're always pumping out new ones. There's a new one now called like Benjamin Butterworth, who's the kind of lefty who goes touring around all of the different studios as the rent-a-cop. He's like the replacement Owen Jones or something. And like, where does he come from? Like, where do they get these people from? Where did Tom Harwood come from? Or that other one, that Darren Grimes? So they waft these people into the positions, these non-entities. They dig them up from somewhere. Like, again, as if they've come off like this factory production line of like opinion. And then they then like form the political life of the country, but they're there because they don't represent anything what normal people want. And so people, the same with the television, people will just sort of like think, well, there's nothing else on. Like, so I know it's shite, I know nothing's going to change, but there's nothing else on the telly, so I'll just watch this instead, whatever it is. Like, this will just be it. So it's politics purely as a sort of entertainment, but it's shit entertainment. And people have to pretend that like these non-stories are like huge issues when they're not, because there's nothing else on. It's all they've got to sing. It's this pathetic little piece of gristle that they've got to dig their teeth into. Look how horrible, look how hypocritical the Tories are. They went on the piss and they had like champagne dinner parties when I was locked inside my house for 6 months. The only reason you were locked inside your house for 6 months is because you believe the media, and the same media that wants to get you invested in this new kind of scandal. And so then on all of the like the LBC and on the BBC and on Sky and all of this, they wheel out all of these like pundits and talking heads, as if to say, well, right, what's your, and so the kind of the neo-lib cooked right kind of argument will be like, yeah, well, you know, it is bad. I don't know how we can excuse this. Mistakes have been made. And then the other side of that will be, oh, it's one rule for you and one rule. And none of it, nobody is going to say, well, maybe it was all just media bullshit and the government didn't believe it in the first place. Like, maybe that's the reality of it. Maybe the same media that's telling you to get yourself all worked up about bloody Partygate is also the one that convinced you to sit in your home for 6 months or whatever. And so all of it is just layers and layers of like fake, pointless bullshit. And it's mirrored in a way with the kind of plummeting views that the mainstream media gets. I can't help but notice the correlation where with this, in Britain especially, with this kind of apathy where, well, I can't make the bullshit stop. I can't change the system. I can't get the things that I want to talk about into the public arena. And so it's like they're being like force-fed the equivalent of Netflix, where everybody's cancelling their subscriptions and everybody just wants to be left alone. I haven't got the faintest idea who's on Labour's front bench. So the second party, if you like, the red in opposition to the blue. I know that fella Keir Starmer's the leader of the party because he looks like Richard Spencer. But who sits with him on that bench? I haven't got the faintest idea, and I don't care because I know it doesn't matter. I used to, though. I can reel off, for example, back in Thatcher's days, that era, you had John Major, you had Ken Clark, you had Douglas Hurd, and then you go into the Blair era of, like, say, Peter Mandelson, Gordon Brown, Alistair Campbell, Jack Straw. And so why is it that now I haven't got the faintest idea who's sitting on those benches? It seemed like it used to matter, and now it doesn't. Like, I don't know what the policies are. I haven't never read any of our manifesto, but it doesn't matter because you know that fundamentally nothing's going to change. And I think I don't know how you're supposed to do it. I don't know how you're supposed to just accept this shit show that you're not invested in, which doesn't speak to you, and yet this is supposed to be like where the big issues of your nation are being settled, when you know that it's all just this astroturfed fake crap. And they're getting to the point now where even when you point that out, you know, you look at the arms, like online arms bill and everything, it's like they're even worried that people are going to start and complain that it's like this. The lengths they're going to go to shut people up and to censor people, and to say, well, you're not allowed to say it's all fake, you have to believe it. I saw an article in The Guardian this morning saying that they should start and shut down Fox News because it was pro-Russian. So they should seize Murdoch's assets. So even part of their own system, which is going slightly off message, their truth creation industry, which is not exactly up to scratch, so they'll kind of devour that as well. Which, so there's another. So what's actually acceptable to talk about and the opinions you have is just like nothing. It's just it may as well just be a diktat coming from some overweening NGO. And the only thing you can do is a sort of anti-politics, you know, because all of the shit decisions that they're making, all of the awful policies, they still get implemented. It's so you're trapped in this kind of weird limbo, which is really frustrating. And I think that's like the general sentiment across the country, that so many people are just so apathetic. And it isn't like all across the West. As I say, you can look at America and things are like really heated up. It's really tense and everything. But in Britain, it's been like the suppression of any kind of dissidence has been so extreme that they don't even have to put the pretense up. And they seem to be like gear up to go even further. So eventually, like, Britain is set to become, well, it already is, what amounts to a land which just doesn't have any politics, which a land which has no kind of authentic political scene. It's just all like some crap show on Netflix. So that's just a bit of a rambling rant that I fancied getting off my chest. I haven't been doing much YouTube recently because I've mainly been on Substack. So I think I'm going to do more sort of off-the-cuff kind of rambles going forward and get back into YouTube a bit. So but I've got a ton of stuff up on Substack which you can support me for a price of a cup of coffee a month. I've got long form written essays and podcasts and all kinds of good stuff, and I'm going to carry on doing that as well. It's mainly me central hub. But anyway, until next time, see you later, folks.